This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is right there.
Hello.
Manning the controls. Cranking things up. Aren't you, Todd? Of course you are.
Yeah.
Keeping us running on time. Texter Kenny says, what a breath of fresh air to hear a politician give a straight answer. Referring to our conversation of Governor Burgum related to the question he answered from one of our listeners on those CEO councils that President Trump has and are now in peril as a result of this controversy. So, a little feedback there. I appreciate that very much. I also thought it was interesting to find out what value they're getting from the drug conversations, and of course, more of those coming up in Stanley on Monday and Beach on Thursday, and the governor said we've done, you know, many of these, but every one of them we find out something else where there's some red tape where we can help. So that's great. That was interesting. And I also get invigorated, really invigorated, when I think of the idea of someone with the resume of Doug Burgum who's been there, done that, all right, and who decides to enter politics to continue to give back to his state. I mean, literally, a net worth that would allow him to be on any beach anywhere. Doesn't need to do this, but is doing it as a good public servant. Puts his shingle out, if you will, and the North Dakota public says, we'll do it. And then to hear him say, you know, okay, this leg diversify the economy, this leg the workforce, here's how we do it. Here, you know, the private sector does it. We just got to find the problems, and there are problems, but they're less than other places. We're holding them back. Oh, my gosh, to hear a governor talk like that is breathtaking. It's wonderful. It really is. For one, it's rare. You don't hear a lot of politicians talk about the private sector as the engine. We're just here to make sure it happens faster where we live. So I love those kind of conversations. Looking forward to more of what he has to say on that topic later today at the summit. But I wanted to give you a preview because probably many of you are out there hard at work, don't have time to go to a policy summit with a bunch of stuffed shirts. No, they're not stuffed shirts, but you know what I'm saying. You know them. Was that hateful, Todd? Am I falling back into my? Yeah. I'm going to ask Todd to be
in trouble for something I said earlier, so I guess I better watch my mouth here.
What did you say now? What did you say? And how are you in trouble?
You and your pay.
Who got mad at you for that?
You about 6 minutes ago.
Me about 6 minutes ago. What did I say?
On our little chat thing here.
Oh, I thought that was hilarious.
We have a screen that we can communicate off the air. So.
No, I thought it was hilarious. I loved it.
I thought it was good.
It was promo material. Yeah.
What I said
gave you the idea that you were somehow in trouble.
All I thought was, hey, Polar Service Center would pay Scott more than, well, you're not probably a qualified welder, I guess, but if you were,
I'm teachable.
Sure. And you'd be teachable, making more money with, you know, working for them.
I need a nap. Where's my pillow? I'm just, a soul week is wearing me out. I need a nap. Some people need a Snickers. I need a nap. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you.
And you can tie all the sponsors together. You can go get that Snickers.
Most important thing.
Get that pillow, and you can go get that new job and make more money. We got it all for you here on What's in Your Mind.
Snickers is not yet a sponsor, so I'm going to stop saying their name.
No, but, well, it's just one of the many.
Right. I think it's a good idea. Let's get on them. They want to sell some more Snickers. Sell as many Snickers as Mike Lindella sold pillows. They'll be in good shape. 800-506-9028 is our toll-free telephone number. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. You get the four-pack special. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. But more important than that, you get better health. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. And a whole new host of products, from mattresses to body pillows and full beds and pet pillows and the works. All-purpose cushions, MyPillow.com, up to 50% off. All right, we mentioned earlier a conversation I had yesterday with Senator John Hoeven related to technology as well as the defense apparatus of Grand Forks Air Force Base, Minot Air Force Base, in the effort against North Korea. But I also asked him about something you've been asking about. And when you hear this interview, you're going to say, what's wrong with Scott? We were in an area where I was trying to be quiet because there was other things going on and other people around. So I sound like I'm whispering, and I kind of am. But anyway, here's the question that sort of prompted the ire of Senator Hoeven, who didn't like what I was asking, but I was trying to ask a question on your behalf based on the conversations on this program since the events of Saturday. Listen. Are we listening?
Are you playing? You want me to play the this thing here?
You expressed some concern about President Trump over the weekend not being specific enough in calling out neo-Nazi groups, the groups that were responsible for the violence and ultimately the murder of one woman in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the weekend. He obviously, after Saturday, put some things out Sunday and on Monday, more specific on this. Did that alleviate your concerns?
Well, on Monday, he talked about what needs to be talked about very clearly. There needs to be a clear message here, Scott, and that needs to be that we denounce and will not tolerate any type of white supremacy, neo-Nazi bigotry, or racism, period.
And has he done that to your satisfaction now?
I feel that he has not handled it the way he should. He needs to stay focused on denouncing any type of white supremacy or neo-Nazism.
Didn't he do that, though, with his statement?
Scott, I think that there has to be a clear message and a clear focus that we denounce any type of white supremacy, racism, or neo-Nazism.
So he's got work to do yet in this regard?
Yes, I think it has to be a very clear message, just as I said, that we do not tolerate and that we denounce any type of, like I say, white supremacy or bigotry and racism, neo-Nazism.
Our callers, our listeners, are concerned that when you and Senator Rubio and others are critical of him and asking that he do, as you suggested, more on this issue, that you're sort of giving more voice to the left. That why do Republicans pile on President Trump at a time where that just makes his agenda more difficult to accomplish? What do you say to that?
Scott, I think there has to be a clear message here. A clear message that we will not tolerate Nazism or white supremacy. That's it, period. It has to be a clear message.
Yeah, you made that clear, but I'm saying, what do you say to the people, North Dakotans, who say, Senator Hoeven, why are you joining Democratic criticism of the president? You're making it more difficult to get the agenda that you support approved.
Scott, I think I'm speaking clearly, and I think North Dakotans believe the same thing. And that is, we will not tolerate racism, and we will not tolerate this idea of white supremacy.
I agree. I mean, I think we're all on that page together, without question. I think the question is continuing to sort of, call for more and more clarity and more statements just prolongs this.
Scott, I think you're trying to get me off on a different message. I want to be clear. There's one message that comes out of this incident, and I think that North Dakotans feel that way, and that is that we stand up against any kind of white supremacy, racist, or bigotry.
And he's not done that enough yet.
I think we've covered it, Scott. Made it clear.
He walked away from me at that point. He didn't. In fact, he was starting to move away about two questions before that last one. And then, as you could hear, he was a ways away to say, I'm done. Now, I think those of us who see Donald Trump's comments in his tweet Saturday, his press conference Saturday, his spokesperson's comments Sunday, and the statement on Monday to say it's pretty clear he's not for racism. Okay? I think Senator Hoeven could be, I think he could be, it's fair to say that there's been other things wrapped around that, so it's not been clear enough, so he needs to say that. All I was trying to say is, I get why you're saying what you're saying. I think we all agree that as clear as you can be to say, I hate racism, I hate neo-Nazism, all of that is fine. Why do you feel it's important for your voice to be added to that? Because it sort of just helps his critics, and therefore stopping Obamacare, tax reform, all of that's more difficult. Do you know what I mean? And he didn't want to answer that. I'm not sure why, honestly. I don't know. I was not trying to badger Senator Hovind at all. And maybe he was just having a bad day, and you know, tough stuff's going on, and that's a challenge, and I empathize with that. So I no harm, no foul. Maybe I was having a bad day. Maybe I'm the one that got dropped on my head here, and not realizing that what I was asking was something he'd already addressed, or realizing he wasn't going to answer it and moving on, or whatever. I just take what I do seriously in the sense that if I sense from you a level of frustration, in this case there has been directed at him, I wanted to give him a chance to answer that. I really did. That was sincere. That wasn't gotcha. That wasn't anything else. That was specifically to almost sort of, hey, this is all we're going to talk about for the rest of the week unless you tell us why you think it's that important. So, do it the right way, do it the wrong way, you tell me, okay? What'd you think of that? 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, text Todd, 226-8503. More after this.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood, NDSU attire, buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hanlon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000 in PetroServe giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special. The hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day. Four items, $4. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody, I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, mainstay suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Todd, the radio god, is waiting for your text at 226-8503. You can call us at 258-0550. What else? You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text me if you like, 367-2054. Somebody just send me a, you call those a meme, or what do you call it, a GIF or GIF or just one of those little pictures that comes in a text. And so someone's sticking their finger in the wind. They lick their finger and then they stick it in the wind, and you see the wind kind of blowing. I assume that's a reference to our conversation with Senator Hoeven, meaning, I guess, okay, the political tides are turning against Donald Trump, so I better go the other way. But are they? I don't think they are in North Dakota. I really don't. Now, I have said this. I do think this stuff starts to take a toll when you have the swamp and everything just piling on. Okay, Russia, Russia, Russia. That's not working. Racism, racism, racism. Okay, what's it going to be next? It takes a toll. And it'll peel off people in the margins and, you know, make it more difficult. There's no question about that. But I don't... You take a survey in North Dakota, you'd have his approval rating here higher than most places. Ed and Dickinson, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott. I guess I'm just not too thrilled with Senator Hoeven's answer. I mean, they're going after Trump for not denouncing one side. Well, I want to go after Senator Hoeven for not denouncing hate in general. It seems to me that he's okay with hate on one side, but not hate on the other side. I was brought up hate is hate, and I don't think his answer is acceptable. I think I need him to do a little bit more as far as commenting on denouncing all hate. I mean, if they want to go
after... It's a very good point, Ed. Very, 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 very good point. And I think that's why Donald Trump's so obviously not a politician. Right?
Yeah.
In other words, he's not afraid to say, hey, there are people over there that they just thought that statue should be there. You can't say they're haters. I'm not going to say they're haters. Point that out. Now, a politician doesn't normally do that because he didn't want to get painted with a broad brush. But you make a very good point.
If they're wanting him to make a better speech, then I really have to give Senator Hoeven an F minus on what he just said to you. You know, that was a pathetic answer, how he just kept repeating himself like a broken record and wouldn't even touch the left.
Appreciate the call, Ed. Thank you. Others welcome Debbie in Kildeer. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I was just calling because I was also disappointed in Senator Hoeven's comment. I feel like he's trying to ride the fence, and I feel like he's trying to appease someone, I'm not sure who, and I'd like to see a better, more straight answer for him. Second of all, one of the comments that I have is I am from the South. And I am not a hater of anybody of color. I am a Hispanic American, if you will. My dad fought in the Korean War. He was an American citizen. I am an American citizen. But I was born and raised in Columbia, South Carolina. I am sick that people want to rewrite history, erase the history. You cannot do that. We need to learn from it. And if it is true that there are three statues of Stalin in America, why are we so, or not me, but why is America or are American citizens so tolerant of Lenin or Stalin or whoever statue it is standing in America, but yet cannot tolerate Robert E. Lee? He was a great general. He fought for what he believed in. We all stand up for what we believe in, and no one has a right to tell others that they have no right to an opinion. And I, for one, strongly disagree with the taking down of the monuments, and I am not a hate-filled because of that. It's because it's part of the heritage. People were proud of it back then. That doesn't mean that they were hateful. And the only ones that I have ever seen who have divided this country with the, you know, talking about racism, number one was Obama, and number two was Oprah. She did it so much. I don't even like to mention their names and give them credit. But, again, I'm sick to death of the removal of the statues because it cannot be recreated, rewritten, nor erased. Let's see it to learn from it.
It reminds me of somebody that, you know, they think if they go buy that car or that bigger house or they just get this, that everything will be great, right? And everything is always trying to get something else to say, okay, now I'm happy in an odd kind of way. That's what you're talking about, this idea that, oh, I hate those. Take it down. What did that change? Change nothing about history. Have a conversation about it. I mean, the idea ripping it down, it's just like, you know, made for social media, made for TV silliness. Debbie, some really good points. I hope you'll call again. Thanks a ton for weighing in. Randy and Garrison, give me your take.
Hey, Scott. I love your guys' program.
Thank you.
I was calling in regards to your interview there with Senator Hoeven. He is always like that. He always dodges the question. He's not like Kramer. Kramer will answer whether you like it or not. But a big thing you can get on Hoeven, too, is find out his take on global warming. He never, never answers that question.
I hadn't found that to be the case, but I certainly will tuck that away for the next time we have a chance to interview him. I like John Hoeven. I do. I think John Hoeven is an effective legislator. I think he's done a ton. You can look at the resume and say he's done a lot. But I think he's also an establishment Republican. And is sometimes too careful, sometimes doesn't use some of his political capital for a greater good. And in this case, we don't need another voice saying Donald Trump shoulda, woulda, coulda. We really don't. I mean, what he was stating was obvious, and it's been done. All I was trying to say is, look, he's a United States senator. He can do whatever he wants, have his own opinion. I just want to know why, because our audience was frustrated by it. And,
exactly.
You know, so I was just simply saying, can you tell me why? Randy, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Mark and Goodrich, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, President Trump is being attacked for telling the truth, meaning he is denouncing violence on all sides. And I say, go, President Trump, continue telling the truth. But I think the business leaders who resigned in protest, and Senator Hoeven, they are practicing really communist-style attack on freedom of speech. They are attacking a truth-teller, which is President Trump. And I think there's an article in the Wall Street Journal that sheds a lot of light on why Senator Hoeven and business leaders are attacking President Trump for telling the truth. And that article in the Wall Street Journal was titled Communist China's Superior Economic Model. And that was based on comments by Andy Grove, the CEO of Intel, who basically said capitalism is dead and now the state-run economy of communist China is the way to go. So I think we have business leaders and we have senators like Coleman who really believe this. They want state-run capitalism. They want a communist-style economy, and they're practicing communist-style attacks and free speech in order to achieve their goals. And then they said that Hoffman should move to communist China and come out of his closet and say he's a communist.
All right, well, we're going to end this call so you can seek some medical help, but I appreciate your passion, number one. Number two, the idea that John Hoeven's a communist, and you take a criticism of the communication style of President Trump, to mean that is just insane, off the charts insane. Let's keep to the issue. More coming up.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, have service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One call of the day. Ready to rock and roll? I'm at the Ramcota. I don't have all my buttons here today, so we're at the Ramcota for the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit. Talked to Governor Burgum last hour, who will give the keynote address right after lunch today here at this event. And there's panels on trade. I think that one just wrapped up. Energy this afternoon, great one with former North Dakota Public Service Commission member Tony Clark moderating a all-star panel, as a matter of fact. So I think Senator Hoeven will be on that. Senator Heitkamp's on that. And the all-stars actually are the folks from the industry. Unbelievable. So that'll be great. And looking forward to that one today here, too, at the Ramcota. Anyway, Delta Constructors are the folks you call when you need it done and done right. They do the turnkey well site setup. The works, they do it all. Everything from, you know, flow lines and pump jack set and conditioning modules and modular skids and tank batteries and, I mean, the electrical and mechanical design, temporary flaring services. They got the E&I services. They do it all. 406-250-8151. Call Eric today or go online at deltaconstructors.net. And here's yesterday's Delta call of the day. Jeff, what's up?
Sir, hi, Cap. Why would you reward the Iranian government with killing Americans? Why wouldn't you give up all that money to every family member that had somebody killed by the Iranian government in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Beirut instead of rewarding the Iranian government? And if you had that family member standing in front of you, mano a mano, eye to eye, and you look him in the eye, what would you say to them? How would you explain you giving the Iranian government, rewarding them for killing their loved one? And if that was your loved one, would you accept that answer? That's what I would ask her.
Powerful call from a listener. I mentioned that earlier from Williston, who called and connected the dots in a way I've not heard connected anywhere. And pay attention to this, folks. When someone votes to do an Iran deal and listen to John Kerry and Barack Obama, and then you forget all the tentacles of Iran and its money and what it's done to our Marines in that Marine barracks, to our active duty guard members in Iraq and Afghanistan. Great call. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, how can these people be upset with President Trump when they are absolutely so full of hate themselves? He is the biggest victim of hate in this country right now. I wish I could reach to the radio and
kiss that person right there on the cheek, because I couldn't agree anymore. You know, if we're going to denounce hate, where are we going to stop? Planned Parenthood. Do they sell hate? I think so. See it all the time. Right? What else? Let's go down the list. Where else is there hate? How much hate is spewed on social media over people's political viewpoints? I want that denounced. Interesting point. Chris Berg is here from 630 Point of View. He, too, will be at the Policy Summit here for the Greater North Dakota Chamber at the Ram Kona. Emceeing a panel later on today. A lot of good stuff happening here. Are you all warmed up and ready to go, sir?
Oh, I'm excited. I get to talk about higher ed. We've got Chancellor Hagerod, Representative Rick Becker, Nick Hacker, Tim Flackel. I mean, you know, it's going to be a great conversation because, you know, Representative Becker's talking about, hey, we need to shut down some of these state-run universities or at least consolidate. And, you know, we'll see what Chancellor Hagerod has to say about that. And one of the big things as well is Governor Burgum's talking about what are we going to do to get a better return on investment with all the money that we put into higher ed. And we see, you know, students graduating with a ton of debt and not really getting great paying jobs all the time. So I think it's going to be a fascinating, fascinating conversation.
I have a bunch of calls that are waiting to weigh in, many of them to talk about the conversation I had with Senator Hoeven yesterday, which we just played. Did we get that to you? I know I was supposed to do that. I don't think I did that this morning. Have you heard it yet?
Well, I heard it driving in, and I guess my question to you would be is, what else did you want him to say? And I think I know what you're going to say, but I'm curious, what else did you want to hear from him?
All I wanted him to do was answer the question related to, I understand you want a clear message from the president. Have to be very clear on hating racism and everything else. I happen to think he said that already, but you wanted to continue to say it and make it more clear. I think that's fair that there were other things that muddied the waters. But you understand when you add your voice to the critics, you make the implementation of the Trump agenda that much more difficult, and it's why our listeners don't like it. What do you say to them? What I want him to say, I don't care. I just want an answer.
But he gave you one. I mean, he gave you his answer, and I guess, you know, the thing for me is what I think one of your texters or somebody just said is, look, and you and I talk about this offline, Scott, the fact that the fake news media is just blasting President Trump when he's repeatedly denounced the KKK and neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and also come out and said, look, here's the truth. And I talked about this the other night on my show. The truth is that, yes, you had violence from the white Nazis and the KKK, but you also had violence from the Antifa. And one of the things that's not being talked about enough, in my opinion, is that if you really understand where the Antifa is coming from, the Antifa, the opposition protesters, those people are communists. And if you want to talk about communist regimes and hate is hate, how about Mao, you know?
Exactly why you're making my point. I mean, and that's what Donald Trump has been trying to say. So
I understand that.
So why does a Republican senator need to be another critic of Donald Trump? And that's what the audience doesn't like. And all I want to know is why. How do you give him an explanation? Well, I mean, I guess he could have said, you know, this is just too important. And you know, he's not been clear enough. And I believe that despite the fact that they're upset, that this needs to be said. So I'm going to continue to say it.
And I understand that. And all I'm saying is that, look, you're one of the best in the business when it comes to interviewing somebody. I kept waiting for you to say is, hey, Senator, can you agree that there was also violence from the other side as well? Can we agree that both sides created this violence? Because that needs to be communicated, and I would have loved to hear him say yay or nay. If he would have said no, clearly he's not telling the truth. If he would have said yes, okay, he gets it, and then ask him, why are you not saying that then more explicitly?
Yeah, good. That would have been a good contribution, as usual. You're the better interviewer. I'm just a
I don't know about that, but I just...
Marion Wilton, go ahead for Chris Berg and I, and your comments are welcome right here on What's on Your Mind. Lay it on me.
Well, I just want to say ditto to all your previous callers. I don't like Hoeven's answers, but this goes back for a long period of time. I've been feeling like he's one of those professional politicians that when you ask him the question, you or anybody else for that matter, you get something of a true response, and then the rest is all that gall darn political speak. And he's just right in there in the mix with all of everybody else, and I am going to make it a point of mine to in any upcoming elections to look to see who is the least professional politician, and that's the person I'm going to give some serious look to vote on. I really seriously doubt that I'll vote for Hovind again, simply because he's in the middle between Heitkamp and Cramer. He's on the shows. He makes them somewhat accessible, but he's not out there like Cramer. And you know what? A long time ago, I was not a Cramer fan at all, and I was definitely a Heidi fan, and the tables have completely turned. It's simply because he makes himself out there. He makes himself accessible. I got after Heidi because she was criticizing Trump and what he did and didn't say, and I responded back to her on her Facebook page, well, geez, you can criticize him for that, but where the heck were you when all this DAPL stuff was going on? You didn't say one word in defense of your state. And I see that as being extremely hypocritical, and I've lost so much faith in a person that I really was a big fan of not all that long ago, but she's definitely not getting my vote again. Hovind is highly doubtful. I'll vote for Cramer again. The gentleman that announced his candidacy yesterday, I'll vote for him because it's, at this point, at least, is I'm thinking I'm going to vote for him because he's not, you know, that spewing that political crap. And I think these people better start watching out. I think that's going to be the trend throughout the country. And I totally agree with what your other caller said about they're spewing hate about Trump. They need to clean up their own backyard before they start pointing any fingers. My mom always used to say, when you point one finger, you got four more pointing back at you.
Mary, I appreciate the call very much. Once again, this is why I love doing this show, because right there was a course on the thinking of the average North Dakotan when it comes to political issues. Right there. There's a class. Somebody could use that call, and we get it call after call after call. Chris, any reaction to what Mary had to say?
I would love, if Mary's still on the line, I'd like to know why she feels Senator Heitkamp will not speak to her North Dakota constituents. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've reached out to her office. She just will not come and talk to me. This is a woman who's been an attorney general, been in the industry or the business, whatever you want to call politics, for decades, and it just doesn't make any sense to me why she wouldn't want to go talk to her constituents.
I agree 100%, you know, and her job that she did in the AG's office is what made me such a fan of hers. You know, she was level-headed. She was common sense. She was, you know, doing the best she could for North Dakota, you know, and all walks of life in North Dakota. And I don't know what happened when she got to D.C., but I don't know, did she do something and some of the other party came down on her, members of her own party?
Harry Reid and Chuckie Schumer have a hex, and you see it. It's a very powerful hex, and it certainly worked on Senator Heitkamp. And I would ditto what Chris said. She won't come on this show, and she's here today. She's here today, yeah. And was invited to come on the program. They said she doesn't have time. So that means, yeah, she doesn't have time for you, Mary, in Wilton. It isn't,
yep,
about me.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
I appreciate your call.
You come on. All right. Thank you.
Please call again. Great, 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 great stuff. Let me get one more quick one in here. Vlad's on the road. Vlad, what's on your mind?
Yeah, qualifier here. I'm an over-the-road trucker from Minnesota, so I got my own political issues there, as you well understand.
Yeah, we'll pray for you, Vlad. But, I hear you.
Thank you. I got a kick out of it because I think that was a typical swamp answer from Senator Hovind. You know, he kept saying the people of North Dakota. I think the people of North Dakota. I'm starting to wonder if he has a pulse on the finger of North Dakota. You have a radio show that whenever I am in radio range, this is one I go for because I think it's spot on all of the time. And you talk to probably far more people than Senator Hovind ever gets a chance to. And he would not take your question seriously. He just gave a swamp answer and walked away.
That's an interesting description of it, a swamp answer. Vlad, thanks for the call. Thanks so much. More with Chris Berg on the other side of the break and your calls.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Every day made better is what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is all about. Five locations in North Dakota to serve you. Becca in Buxton told us an incredible story about how much she loves her Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2. Becca, tell us your story.
I'm really busy. I'm a mother of five and we farm. So my days get extremely busy and I end up having to wear so many different hats some days, from being a mom and a cook and a housekeeper and a farmhand. I look forward to the end of the night when I can get into our hot spring spa and I can with my husband and I can just be his wife. I think it's awesome that every night can be a date night without leaving the house.
Isn't that fantastic? It is just something you look forward to all day long. So even the tough stuff all day, being a mom and being busy on the farm, you know what's coming at the end of the night makes everything a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's been great for us. The kids love it, too. You know, we get more conversation out of them in the hot tub than we do around the dinner table, find out more about everybody's day.
I've noticed that with our kids, too. It's fantastic. You get them to talk and just tell you a little bit about their day and get some sit-still time without the phone or anything around
you,
right?
Yep, no devices in the hot tub. It's great.
That alone is every day made better right there.
Absolutely.
Every day made better for Becca and Buxton and you too. Stop at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com. That's hotspringnd.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Jim the Flagpole Guy, what a great American he is, by golly. He's on our newsmaker line right now, one of our fine sponsors. Where are you today, Jim?
Actually, I'm en route to Bismarck today, Scott, and what a lovely day it is. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, by golly. Every day is a great day when we're talking to Jim the Flagpole Guy, because, ladies and gentlemen, he can give you a chance to cut through all of the political back and forth and machinations and everything else and say, hey, if nothing else, I'm an American, and I'm not afraid to fly the flag. And there shouldn't be a business in North Dakota without a flag in front of it. Jim, the Flagpole Guy, will get it done for you. And you don't buy anything that's like made in China and stuff, right? You're putting up all American-made products?
That's a big 10-4, good buddy, and I want to tell you what you do get when you call Jim at MD Black Hole Guy. Scott, we come to your house after we've already made the 811 call. We come to your house, and we help choose a location, first of all, make the 811 call. Then we go ahead and we show up at your place. We don't tear up your lawn. We dig the hole. We dispense the dirt wherever, you know, it's reasonably located, or we will haul it off site. And then we mix our concrete generally right there, and we don't wreck your lawn. We take care of things. We put a nice finish on the top. We install a flagpole of your choice. And then when we leave, it's all nice and tidy. It's professional, and it's plumb square, and everything is just really nice. And
yeah, right there. Right there is the North Dakota way. That's how you get her done. Jim, the flagpole guide, ndflagpoleguide.com. That's the website, ndflagpoleguide.com, or call 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. Jim, keep doing what you're doing. God bless you. We love small businesses on this program. We celebrate them every day, and I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing.
Many thanks to you, Scott. I appreciate it. God bless you. God bless America.
Same to you, sir. Okay, let's see. I'm going to see who's Joe in Watertown, South Dakota. Isaiah in Foxholm and Leon in Bismarck are the next three to go on deck, and we got a pile of texts. We also have Andy Peterson here, who is put on the North Dakota Policy Summit again this year for the Greater North Dakota Chamber, and we talked earlier with Governor Burgum, gave us a nice little preview of what's to come there. We missed the trade panel. How'd that go?
That went well. It was fun to talk about trade in North Dakota.
What's next?
Well, we're going to talk about energy in North Dakota next.
Nice.
Yes.
And you got an uber smart policy or uber smart panel of MC panelist on energy. I'm telling you, Tony Clark, one of North Dakota's own. Of course, been at the federal level, been at the state level, and that'll be fascinating to see what he pulls out of an all-star panel.
Absolutely. It is an all-star panel, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. What do you expect to hear from the governor today?
So from the governor today, we want to hear about his agenda. Where is it going, and how can we help? In other words, what is it that he has up his sleeve that will help us to diversify this economy so that we don't experience these really highs and really lows of agriculture and oil? Those are great, by the way. We love those industries. But we want to make sure that we have more than that and that our economy grows as a result of that.
Then I heard the one and only Chris Berg. He's actually going to be tackling a great topic of higher ed.
The best panel of the day, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Education in North Dakota, very integral component to the whole workforce situation, everything else. Right?
Well, not only that, but it's really under a little bit of a duress, if I could use that term, and this creative destruction that's hitting everybody else is hitting higher education. So where are we going to end up with all of this thing as we go forward? And how do they, in all that, produce the workers that we need in North Dakota?
It's the place to be today, Ramcota, North Dakota Policy Summit. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Scott. Good to be here.
Are you ready for a lightning round on the calls here, sir?
I'm ready.
Can we do this?
Yeah.
By the way, a texter just said...
that was me, buddy. One of yours.
I voted for Heidi and couldn't agree with Mary more. Mary, we've turned into a rock star. Where was Mary from again?
You better do a promo.
Yeah. Another Scott. Ditto to your current caller. Beautiful Mary. Beautiful Mary. That sounds like Donald Trump, doesn't it? Beautiful Mary. I think he would think she's beautiful after that. And somebody else said, I voted for Heidi, and I couldn't agree anymore with Mary. Mary, you've got a lot of fans here. You've got growing voices that are pouring in here.
By the way, can you send Mary's call and all these texts to Heidi Heitkamp's office and see if she'll actually come on our shows now?
Oh, come on. Pound your head against the wall some more. All right. Here, I tell you what. One sentence only from all these callers. I don't want to. They've been waiting a while. I want to get them in. Joe in Watertown, give me your best sentence on what you want to call about.
I'm talking about the hypocrisy. We really want to hammer anybody that maybe is a Nazi. Meanwhile, we're giving great homage to Margaret Sanger, who has her stature in the Smithsonian, who founded Planned Parenthood.
Very good point, Joe. You're making a good point. Bottom line, if we agree what the Nazis, neo-Nazis stand for, what the white supremacists stand for, go down to your laundry list, racism stands for, is hate, is killing the unborn child hate?
Yeah.
You bet it is. Try and get a politician to say that and watch him worm and wiggle and, Isaiah and Foxholm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Give me your best sentence.
I have a lot more for you, but the neo-Nazis, except on these white fascists, are an Antifa, and all these people are the same. They're all from
They're all products of the left. They're all products of the Democratic Party. It was only 40, 50 years ago that the Democrats endorsed these guys. Got to remember that. And the Republicans.
I think there's some history that's important there, too. Leon Bismarck, lay it on me.
Yeah, when is the population of this country going to come to realize that it is the federal government that is the racist? And by that I mean, why they're the only group, they're the only ones that make everybody treat one group of people differently than another.
Identity politics is a big deal right now. Interesting points. Love the callers. Sorry I didn't get all the texts. This conversation will continue. Medora tomorrow. Thank you, Chris Berg.
Thank you, sir. It's always great to be here, Mike. Good work.
Should have added one more question for Senator Hogan, right?
Just my opinion.
Yes, it's a
just
solid critique. Opinion. I love it. More coming up. See you tomorrow.
Energy development. That's the goal of the new left, according to Craig Stevens of GAIN. Grow America's infrastructure now. We spoke with him recently about whether it's time to move on past the protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. He says it's not over.
That's the problem. It's not over. It's not over there in North Dakota. It's not over along that line. We're going to continue to see, I think, disruption. We're also seeing protests in every interstate pipeline that's currently under construction. It is the new playbook. It is a cost of doing business, I think, for any infrastructure company, but it's the new playbook for the left. And what they're trying to do is stop energy development in this country. They're trying to stop the heart of energy development by cutting off the veins of energy infrastructure. And we're seeing that all over this country. And if that happens, we're going to rely more on foreign sources of energy. It's going to hamper our economy, and it's going to cost tens of thousands of people who work on these lines their jobs.
Protests are still happening on the Dakota Access Pipeline, and as you heard, on other energy infrastructure projects across the USA. This still matters. Thanks, Craig. That's another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.